This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to CNN television on Sunday. He said he's ready to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But he warned if any negotiation attempts fail, it could mean the fight between the two countries would lead to a broader war. Zelensky told CNN, without negotiations, we cannot end this war. He said he'd been ready for negotiations for the past 2 years. But he said if the talks fail, the likely outcome would be what he called a third world war. Meanwhile, the mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has posted a video taken of a bombed-out area of the capital city. He notes that one of the buildings in the area was a kindergarten, and his video shows a nearby bomb crater. He says there are no fatalities, but noted that cars were burned out and a couple of people, he said, had been hospitalized. Klitschko said the Russians want to terrorize people, but added they won't succeed. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk said seven humanitarian corridors opened on Sunday or were to open on Sunday to enable civilians to leave frontline areas. At least 902 civilians have been killed and 1,459 injured in Ukraine as of midnight March 19th, according to the UN Human Rights Office. The UN Refugee Agency says 10 million people have been displaced by the fighting in Ukraine, including nearly 3.4 million who have fled the country as refugees. And the city council in Mariupol said Russian forces bombed an art school on Saturday where about 400 residents had taken shelter. There was no immediate word about casualties, and Reuters could not independently verify the claim. Russia denies targeting civilians. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is traveling to Europe this week for emergency meetings on Ukraine, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a tweet on Sunday that Biden has no plans to visit Ukraine itself. She said the trip will be focused on continuing to rally the world in support of the Ukrainian people and against President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on CBS television Sunday that Putin's campaign in Ukraine is stalled. Austin said that development is why Putin has resorted to attacks on civilians, which Austin labeled disgusting. He told CBS's Face the Nation, quote, we've seen deliberate targeting of cities and towns and civilians throughout the last several weeks. And authorities in Ukraine's eastern city of Kharkiv say at least five civilians have been killed in the latest Russian shelling. Regional police in Kharkiv, which is Ukraine's second largest city, said the victims of the artillery attack early Sunday included a 9-year-old boy. Kharkiv has been besieged by Russian forces since the start of the invasion. It has been under relentless barrage. The Office of the United Nations Special Envoy Hans Grundberg says he is discussing a possible truce for Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition is battling the Houthi movement during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which starts in April. It says Grundberg met on Saturday with the Houthis' chief negotiator and Omani officials to discuss UN consultations and efforts to address the dire humanitarian situation in Yemen, including a possible Ramadan truce. The 7-year war in Yemen has killed tens of thousands of people and pushed the country to the brink of famine. The Vatican has released a document laying out Pope Francis's long-awaited reform of the bureaucracy of the Holy See. It emphasizes the missionary aspect of the Catholic Church, greater roles for the laity, and gives new institutional weight to efforts to fight clerical sex abuse. Francis was elected Pope in 2013 in large part on his promise to reform the bulky and inefficient Vatican bureaucracy. And energy giant Saudi Aramco said Sunday its 2021 net profit soared by more than 120% due to higher prices for crude oil and global economic growth recovering from the pandemic. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told CNN television that he's ready to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says if such talks fail, this could mean a broader war. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.